Hey everyone, welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl Trish. Today's episode is dating as a single parent. And I have Barbara joining me here today. Hey Barbara.
Hey girl. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So Barbara's going to share a lot about some of her struggles in the dating world as a single mom. So, yeah. Barbara, what are some of the struggles, the main struggles as a single parent?
Well, a main struggle for me right now would be, especially since I'm a quote-unquote millennial, would be finding a mature man. As a parent, you see life differently.
Yep.
And not even being 30 yet, the men that are in my circle are... it's kind of hard for them to grasp that, hey, I'm going to need you to be a man-man.
Right.
Not only for me, but for someone who will be hopefully joining our union, which is my child. Like, he's going to need a mature person. I don't need...
a man-child.
I don't need a man-child. I'm already raising a man-child.
I don't need another one.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all both not about to be playing video games.
Yeah. So that's one. There's a lot of struggles, but that's a main one for me.
That's the main one.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said younger than 30. What's wrong with being 30, though?
Men mature much later than women.
That is true.
So, and it's stupid for me to even have to have tried to have real relationships when they were young. But as I got older, when I realized, like, guys mature way older.
Yep.
And not even being 30. So the men around me are either in their late 20s as well or early 30s. And I truly do believe that it takes a man probably after 35 to 40.
For sure.
To really, really mature, especially what I'm asking for and what I'm looking for. So maybe I should not be even trying to look for men around.
Exactly. I'm going to need you to take...
now that I say that.
You know what I do? I say, but I don't have any kids, so my struggle is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think of, I can't date a younger guy. And I know Alexis is going to kill me because she dated a younger guy. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Alexis, too, because she definitely did get married. But...
okay.
Yeah, I feel like I'm more attracted to older men because I feel like I'm sort of like an old soul. Everybody calls me grandma. But I go like 10 years older is my anywhere between my age and 10 years older. I'm good.
Usually all the men I have dated were just a little bit older, just a little bit.
Got
you
it.
Know, so I still need to go further.
Go
however,
a little further.
I did date an older guy.
How much older?
About 10, 11 years.
How was that? He had kids of his own, didn't he?
He has a child of his own,
Got it.
And now another issue when dealing with men past a certain age, so it's like a double entendre, right?
Hit,
like,
here
we
she
can't go.
Go
under 35 and then over 30. Well,
what you about to say?
Men during those ages have
erectile
had...
dysfunction. Look,
oh,
I'm
shit.
Joking. I thought that's where we were going to take it.
Have had... you know, commitments, like marriages.
Oh, true.
And aren't able to get out of their situation or whatever the situation may be.
Got it.
They're not able to really date as a single woman as I would want to be dated.
Right.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Almost like it's somebody that's in a situation, not fully out of their situation.
Right, because they now have... matured and is older enough to have these experiences to eventually one day would have gotten married and have children and stuff of that nature. So, girl, it's a mess.
They come with their own. Okay, so here's the thing. I feel like a younger guy, guys in their mid to late 20s, they're a little immature. Not all of them. I'm not going to generalize, but they are a little... immature compared to women that age, and they're still out there trying to have fun. They're still trying to go to club. They're still trying to whatever.
And that's the problem.
Men in their late 30s, early 40s, they have experienced life. So it's like the younger, the older, they come with baggage. We all come with some type of baggage,
right? And the reason why I said the younger is where, I guess, where the most damage is because that's where we, as women, become damaged.
Yep.
I like to tell people, like, my journey of dating is more of a self-awareness kind of journey and a self-esteem kind of journey because, when we're younger, we obviously go with men who are with the same age as, right?
Right.
So,
because you're in school, you mean a little...
Right, and we're expecting them to be the boyfriend that we want them to be in our mind. When they're all about racing cars and finding how many other girls are going to get after you and just real immature like. And then when that relationship doesn't end, I mean, doesn't end well or ends, we then take that baggage on us and we feel as if it's our fault.
Yep.
And, you know, take that in with us. God forbid if there's daddy issues involved, like forget about it. And that is the real beginning of the journey of, to me, for a woman, is the breakup of that first relationship.
Really?
And how she handles it and the aspect of that relationship and all that stuff, because how she bounces back from that can tell you how her journey's going to be.
True. Yeah. Because some people, you either going to leave the relationship scorned or you're going to leave it empowered and know that you deserve better.
Exactly. And a lot of times, unfortunately, we're leaving scorned because if you think about it, we're young, we're impressionable, we're women on top of that with a whole bunch of feelings, stuff like that. So like,
and that's got feelings.
For me, that's how how I got into the relationship with my son's father.
Let's talk about
that. And even got a son, and now I'm on the podcast talking about single parents.
Words, talk about being a single parent.
Yeah.
So, all right. So once you meet someone, because my impression from you, and I've had other conversations with you, my impressions of you is that our struggles are different. So I have issues meeting people. You don't have issues meeting people. Like, I guess you're a sociable person, so it's easier for guys to approach you. You're approachable.
Yeah, and I'm also like in the scene.
Okay.
And I'm a Brooklyn girl. So
what's the
I
scene
know...
though? The scene is not my couch.
The scene is definitely not your couch. You have to go out. Since I was about 17, I've been going out, you know, either parties, events, networking, and that's how I even became in this whole media industry, because it's just part of who I am.
Right.
But it's not hard. However, it's still hard because it's the type of people that's approaching me that I'm having. Quality of men that are approaching me that I'm having a hard. So you can have people approach you all day long,
right,
Trish. Like, I would rather not even be approached.
Don't say that.
Now,
don't put it out there in the universe.
You're right.
Don't put it out there.
I want to be approached with the qualities that I'm looking for.
Got it. So it's the quality of men and not the quantity.
Right, right.
So after meeting someone, how long after knowing them do you introduce them to your son? Is it like a standard? Like, I know some women are like, you're not going to meet my child until 90 days after we've been dating seriously. Or is it like a feeling? Because sometimes you go with the vibe of somebody. Like, you know whether it's okay to bring your child around somebody or not.
Right. I definitely have that third eye.
Got it.
Knowing, you know, who has good energy and who doesn't.
Yeah.
And who will be around my child and who won't.
Right.
As far as dating goes, like, everyone starts off as a friend, right? And you have to prove yourself to me that you can be a friend and trusted before I even start bringing him around.
Right.
However, there are opportunities for me, and I know this is going to sound kind of bad. But if a guy is trying to date me and he knows my situation, what they're going to do is trying to overexert themselves, right?
Got it.
If he knows I wake up every morning and I'm rushing to drop my son off to school, what is he going to do if he has a car?
He going to offer you a ride.
He's going to say, hey, beautiful. Good morning. I'm outside your door. Ready to do the drop off for you.
Uninvited, though?
No.
Oh, I'm about to say, wait a minute. You might need to call 911.
No, they're
going to
have the conversation first.
Got it.
That's how it sometimes went for me, you know?
You know what it is? I feel like, and we had this conversation before. Mm-hmm. When you meet someone, you're not meeting them. You're meeting their best representative.
Right.
Right? Of themselves.
Right.
So it's like, in the beginning dating phase of meeting someone, you want to put your best foot forward. Mm-hmm. You want to be seen in a good light. You want to make a good impression. So them offering, like, all right, so she told me that, you know, she got to get up super early. She got take her son to work, then she got to go to work. Let me offer her a ride to drop her son off, then I'm gonna take her to work. Like, you know what I mean? He's trying to get in good.
Right.
Not to say that it's a bad thing to offer, but in most cases, it might not be as genuine as you would want it to be.
Oh, that happened to me already.
Oh, God.
In a case.
Oh, God.
Where it wasn't genuine. It was really just, I want her to see, you know, how I could be good.
He flexing.
It was totally flexing. Mm. And then, you know, just to find out that he was living with another woman.
Goodbye. Shut the mic off. What'd you just say?
He was living with another woman and
that
was telling
was
me.
It?
Living with another woman. He gave me the sad story of, you know, coming here from the Caribbean. Ugh. And her, you know, opening, you know, her home to him. And
he paid for his visa.
He's not paying any rent. And once he told me he wasn't paying any rent, Trish, it was over. Blocked. Goodbye.
Thank you for the rides.
But
okay, so here's the thing. You a grown-ass man living with a grown-ass woman and you not paying your rent? She either your mother or... That's your girl.
Even if he wasn't claiming her.
Of course he's not going to claim
your penis have been in her vagina.
Absolutely.
More than one time.
Absolutely.
And when I'm not around and I'm going to have to be thinking here what you're doing at. No.
Exactly.
No,
you
no.
living with a full blown grown ass woman.
I am not doing it. But yeah, I've had that. I've had the not really genuine. But at the end of the day, like, I got a ride.
Damn, I thought you was about to say something.
So it's like...
Like, I learned, but I got a ride.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, as I did kind of slow it down after that situation...
Got it.
You can't just take anything anyone offers you.
True.
And although I am a sucker for not paying an Uber fare, I also take, you know, the emotional well-being of my child seriously.
Got to.
I don't want him to think... anything, but everyone is either an Uber driver or a friend. No, for real.
That's how you introduce them?
That's how they're introduced until I'm very serious.
Like, I don't blame you.
If you see him and we're together, we're dropping you off, he's the driver.
Oh, shit.
That's that.
That's a taxi driver.
That's the taxi driver.
Oh, shit.
You don't need to know anything else.
Have you ever experienced where you've introduced your son to someone and he didn't like the person?
No.
Children,
I don't know. My child is, I don't know. I would say children kind of like have an open heart.
Yeah.
But they also do tell you if something is off with the person.
They will tell you.
That hasn't been the case. Like, he's a boy and it's real easy to get them riled up. You know what I'm saying? Buy them a ball.
Yeah.
Talk about basketball or talk about video games or whatever. And they're all in my... So he's young. I feel as if as he gets older, he'll probably be more aware of what he likes and what he does not like and the quality of a person.
True. Yeah. So when you meet someone, how long after meeting them do you tell them that you have a child?
It's interesting because I just met someone, right?
Don't get in trouble now.
I just met someone over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It was Sunday night. And you know how that goes. You talk. I mean, you exchange phone numbers and then you're on the phone for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
But before we exchanged numbers, I asked him, so how many baby mamas you got?
Oh, God.
And he gave me a joke, but it really is zero.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, fine. That's cool. He didn't turn around and ask me, though. So
really?
I did not then say anything.
Okay.
Having phone conversation, I think we spoke about, because, you know, abortion is a huge,
a huge topic right now.
So we were speaking on the topic, and he said something to the fact of, I could never be able to abort my child just because of a mistake.
Wow.
You know, if we're not using protection... and a baby is conceived,
you know what's
we
gonna
have
happen.
To man up and take care of the baby.
Right.
And I said, okay, I understand your perspective. I feel you. I am one who also, you know, lean to that, you know, if something that I caused, you know, from my actions conceived the baby, like, I have to man up and take care of the baby. Like, I totally agree with that. And that was kind of like my way of him asking me, kind of entering the conversation kind of thing.
Yeah.
It still never came up.
Really?
Yeah.
So from Sunday to now, you have not told him that
you... Wait, hold on now.
Okay.
So what's today? So Memorial Day.
Okay.
We went to a barbecue, a backyard barbecue kind of situation.
Backyard
and the person hosting the barbecue, he introduced me to.
Okay.
And told me, you know, a little bit about her, about how she got her doctor's degree and how she has a daughter that's just amazingly bright and funny.
Okay.
And I said, oh, wow, how old is the daughter? And she said, oh, I think she's 10. I'm like, oh, wow, mine is 5. And that's how I slipped it in there. You're like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, well, you never really asked me. So I wasn't going to go out there. I wanted to do it in a way that I felt it was genuine.
When I'm comfortable to expose to you that I have a child.
Yeah.
Got it.
Also, like, I didn't feel the need to say right away because I didn't know where it was going.
Yeah.
You know, if I feel as if I like the conversation, like the vibe, then he could get to know a little bit more about me.
Right.
If I already know this is not going anywhere, you don't need to know about my business. Okay. You don't need to know about my family. That's my family.
True. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Play it, girl.
Right? So that's like if the roles were reversed and that situation, that instance that at the barbecue had never happened. And then now we're weeks, months down the line. And then now I'm like, yeah, I got to go pick my daughter up. Weeks? What would you say to him?
Weeks, months?
Weeks, months.
I don't know.
Because you know people will hit you with the, well, you never asked me if I had a kid.
I mean, if a person feels that comfortable of not letting me in within the first month.
Something is wrong.
Something is wrong.
Got it.
And I don't want to be involved.
Got it.
And children are a daily thing.
Yeah.
You know? And if you want to be in my life daily, you're going to hear about my son once in a while because he's in my life daily. And if you don't speak about your child and you're not in your child's life or you're not doing anything daily,
something is wrong.
Something is wrong.
Got it.
And I don't want to be involved any longer.
Got it. Yeah. Because you know these days you got to ask a million and one questions.
You
got to be like, do you have any children? Do you have a girlfriend? Do you have a wife? Do you have a situationship? Do you got a BFF with benefits? Do you have, you know what I mean? Because people will tell you, well, you ain't never asked
you
me.
You never really asked. And actually, honestly, before coming here, a little bit before coming here, because of all this that we just mentioned, the checklist.
Yeah.
I really was about to be on some, is there really anything out here kind of thing?
What do you mean? Like men? Dating wise?
I guess dating and love wise, like falling in love kind of thing.
You know what? And you said that the other day. You said something like, what if you're not meant to be with someone? Or, but I don't, I believe that there is someone for everyone. Now, does that mean marriage and a white picket fence and a dog? And maybe not. You're forever someone. May not be marriage. It may just be a long-term relationship. It may, you know, I don't think marriage is for everyone, but I do believe that there is someone for everyone.
Yeah. And I did change my mind, though, right before coming here.
Okay.
I got, I guess, some inspiration because I was really doing some research on finding your soulmate and who your soulmate's supposed to be, right?
Okay.
And the reason why I'm at this point now is because there's been so many failed relationships, you know, in the past.
Yeah.
You know, my son's father, you know, is one of them. But he's someone that I thought was going to be with forever, which is why I question, like, I'm getting all these bad dating experiences. And my son's father relationship didn't work out. Like, is there even anything out there?
You're losing hope.
I lost hope just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. But I found it again. You know, and I found it again because if you're looking for a soulmate, you have to focus on your soul. Right? Because your mate has to complement your soul. And if you don't know who you are, if you don't know your soul, if you haven't even got into the depths of your soul.
You haven't discovered yourself.
You haven't discovered yourself. And if you haven't discovered yourself, how could you discover the person you're supposed to be with?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. So right now, I'm not going to say that I'm not dating anymore or, you know, even though it is as hard for a single parent to do so, I still feel as if, like, once I do all the work that I can for
on yourself,
me,
then
that person wouldn't even care if I had one or six children.
Yeah.
Because that person is mine and is my soulmate. So,
I like that. Look, I'm still thinking about where you was like, you got to know your soul before you figure out the mate that complements your soul.
Exactly.
That's so true.
Because that's where you get into failed relationships.
I feel like a lot of us walk out of bad relationships, mm-hmm. damaged, like we said earlier, mm-hmm. and then just walk back into another relationship and you're still damaged.
And you're still damaged, didn't do the healing.
No.
Didn't do the self-discovery.
Nope.
Didn't figure out, you know, how did I get into this position and to not get there, you know, again.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I did in the beginning put a lot of blame and negativity on the men.
You pointed the finger.
Being young and immature and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Or bad stuff. Women have a lot of toxic traits too.
True.
You know, and
not me, women, but just all women except Trish.
And that's something from dating and being a mom dating. It slapped me in my face, I'm not gonna lie, about my toxic traits.
Okay.
And something else I didn't even mention, but dating has become weirder too, being a single mom, because I have to know when to turn on and off my communication.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was dating a guy.
Uh-oh.
And when he would ask me questions I did not want to answer, mm-hmm. I would do him just like my son and just ignore him.
All right.
And or if he did something wrong or he asked, I would speak to him in a very condescending manner.
Right.
The way I would speak to my son.
Like you're talking to your child.
You know, and it's like, I've been with my child for how many years and, yeah. you know, and single. So I didn't know how to turn on and off that kind of situation, you know, and that's something I wanted to put out there too, because as a single mom, I'm sure if other single moms are listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
And you kind of have to...
Yeah,
I feel like you kind of have to retrain yourself.
You do.
You have to retrain yourself, because if you're dating as a single person without a child, it's completely different. Mm-hmm. You bring a child into the mix and now you're trying to date. Now you have to retrain yourself, because you can't be the same person that you were before you had a child.
Right.
And then you can't be the same person you are with your child, because you're mothering the man.
Right.
You're mothering the man, but
right.
That's not what you want
to
do.
But that's not what I'm here to do. I'm supposed to be your partner, your complement.
Yes.
And but I just saw a whole bunch of men around me, and I'm like, oh, is this how I'm speaking to Amari? This how I'm gonna talk to you.
Oh God.
And that was wrong. And that was wrong.
So
I learned.
I want to know, at what point do you introduce your child's father to someone you're dating? Or you even do the introduction?
Oh, man. All right. It's funny you say that. I was dating a guy, and we're kind of on a little break now, right? But okay.
He know you on a break? Because he probably listened. I'm just saying, don't get me in trouble.
He knows.
All right.
We're in a little break. But before we got into this break, because I saw myself being with him long term.
Yeah.
I actually did want to do the introduction.
Got it.
I wanted, you know, to sit them down and say, hey, this is who he is and this is what it's going to be, kind of thing.
Right. He's going to be around your child.
Right. I felt it was a matter of respect.
Yes.
You know, to do
yeah.
To my son's father. It didn't turn out that way. One day.
Uh-oh.
He was giving me, we went to a brunch.
Okay.
We went to a brunch and then I went to the supermarket right after and he gave me a ride. We were going on a date and then went to the supermarket. I guess that's another date.
Yeah.
After that, I had to go pick up my son to go home. And my son was then being dropped off by his father at a mutual place, which is my grandmother's house.
Got it.
And on my way, exiting the car, going to go pick him up, he was coming with him up the block and saw everything, right? And that is not how I wanted it to happen.
Right.
You know, because now it seems sneaky.
Yeah.
When it really was just a logistics kind of thing and it worked out in my favor and we just never got to this point yet. So as soon as he came inside, it was questions after question after question. And at that point, he's upset. He's not trying to be calm and understand who this person is.
Nope.
Because now he feels like blindsided.
He's questioning you or he's
right.
questioning the guy?
He's questioning
you.
Me and this relationship with the guy.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like, he's just a friend, you know? And kept it as that. It was not the right time to delve in into everything.
Right.
I turned around.
What you about to say? Y'all fought?
I noticed that he left the apartment.
Okay.
He left the apartment and approached the vehicle.
Okay, goodbye.
I don't even hear you. I was dating that I told him was just a friend. Approached him and say, hey, like, this is who I am. I don't know what you have going on with her. However, I need you to know that this is my child and he shall be respected. And if anything going on with my child, someone is dying.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Threats?
The threats. So after that immature incident,
right,
on both of our parts, I'm not going to blame it all on him. However, we have to be responsible for our actions. Yeah. But after that was over, I told him, I said, hey, this is a guy I've been seeing. He makes me very happy. He helped me lose 15 pounds.
Wow.
He got my body correct. He helped me emotionally.
We'll talk after.
And financially and all that stuff and just been there. You know, when you...
Shit that you're not doing or you didn't do.
That you are not and even trying to do.
Exactly.
Okay? You know I'm out here dolo and you don't help me at all. I'm going to need you to have, calm down a couple of notches. Now that you know who he is and his name. So, in the future... Like, whether or not things work out with this guy or not.
Right.
In the future, I want to be able to jump ahead of it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to waste any time either. So if I'm dating someone, like, it's because I know for sure.
Right.
We're going somewhere. And if we're going somewhere, I'm going to let him know as soon as we figure that out.
Yeah.
So that we avoid any confrontation, any conflict, and just be grown, mature people about it and have a conversation. Because we had a conversation, too, me and my son's father.
Like, okay.
We had a conversation about, look, we know we're never getting back together, but we need to be respectable with Amari.
Yep.
And let him know that although we're not together, he's still solid. And the people around him that we are dating or will be in relationships with will be solid as well.
Right.
So, hopefully, when that time does come, if I do have that opportunity again to do it right, I will. And I feel like I have to. It's a respect thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to co-parent as mature adults.
Right.
And a part of co-parenting is not just the ease of transferring the child from one household to the other, mm-hmm. but is actually getting to know what is happening in the other person's life, because right. it impacts your child, which essentially impacts you.
Exactly. Exactly. And I can say on his part, there is no other introduction to females.
Got it.
But that's his choice.
Right.
This is my choice. And because I see myself with another partner, I think he just sees himself being out here.
No, you know,
so that's why, yeah.
Sir, you can't be 50 and still out here. Ugh, okay?
Let's hope not.
You gonna wake up and you just gonna be like he gonna be an old thot. Like, you trying to be 50 and still be out here. No, sir.
There's actually a lot of men like that.
You listen.
A lot. Actually, I told you the guy that I didn't tell you.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling you now though.
Uh-oh.
But the guy that I met recently,
uh-huh.
I'm taking it way more than slow.
Okay.
Because he actually came out and told me, like, I really like you. But I have a lot of hoes.
But I got a lot of hoes.
A lot of hoes that I'm not trying to get rid of for you right now.
So
plain words.
Sir, I'm going to need you to back your ass up off me.
And I loved it. I loved it. Because a lot of men have his agenda and would rather string me along or make me be in a relationship that's one-sided.
Let me think about that.
I appreciate it. I really did. I really
let
did,
me,
Trish.
Let me not be hypocritical.
I really appreciate it. I'm like, okay, thank you for telling me. Now I'm not investing all of my energy.
Right.
I'm not investing all of my time.
Yeah.
You'll be happy if you get anything, you know, from me at this point of time. Probably just communication.
True.
You know, so I really respected that because, again, a lot of guys don't do that. But unfortunately, a lot of guys have these kind of situations. They have a lot of women in their contacts.
Yep.
Willing to do any and anything.
Anything, anytime, any
place. And anything. And I don't want to say it makes it worse.
Right.
But it is what it is.
Now, I'm not going to be hypocritical because my thing is, and I've said this multiple times, mm-hmm. tell me what I'm getting into right. before I get into it. Right. So I do respect somebody who tells you what the situation is up front mm-hmm. and let you make that decision for yourself whether mm-hmm. you want to be involved in it or not. Right. Because it helps you manage your expectations. Mm-hmm. Because if you telling me, yo, I'm really feeling you, but I got a bunch of other women that I talk to, that's just going to make me look at you like, all right, I'm only going to hit you up if I just want to do something, you know, just
exactly,
random.
Exactly, exactly. And you're not having quality time with my son.
Right, yeah, you're never going to meet my child.
There's nothing like that because yeah. you already told me what it is and right. that's what it is. Why right. am I wasting my time?
I get it. I get why you like that. I get why you respect
yeah,
it.
I
get
it. I have to now. But hopefully these men, you know, will mature.
Sooner or later.
And get it together. I feel like I was forced to mature.
Yeah, because you, listen, it's different. Yeah, it's you know different. What? I feel like I couldn't guess your age because you're more mature mm-hmm. than someone who's probably a friend of mine who's probably, you guys are probably the same age.
Right.
But you are living under different circumstances. You right. have a child. You have a life that you have to look after. Right. It's not just about you. It's about you and him.
Mm-hmm.
So when you coming out in these streets to come to work, you got to think about you and him. Like yeah. everything you do is you and him. It's not just you by yourself.
And also, like, it's another layer too, because it's a boy. Like, I have a son, right? Yeah. And I'm not trying to have the stereotypical, you know, black son story.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing my best to ensure he has the best education. You know, I'm paying crazy rent to ensure he's living in a great neighborhood.
Yeah.
And why am I doing all of that just to be involved
with somebody with someone who's a statistic
who has 50 hoes?
Not 50.
And is willing to do any and everything. Like, it just doesn't make sense. So all of that has to align as well, because you know, my son needs to see good positive role models
yes.
in his life.
Because whether you can, I don't think a lot of parents can see ahead that right. the fact that you're blessed, because a lot of single parents, single moms, mm-hmm. they don't have the ability to have their child's father in their life.
Right.
So that A1, that's a blessing that
right.
his father is there in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But then he'll be able to benefit from having two role models. Now you have, not only do you have a dad, your dad,
right.
now you will be able to bring someone in his life that he'll be able to emulate.
Right.
Someone who stands as an example, a good example of what a man should be.
And not only what a man should be, but how a man should probably love a woman.
Yep.
You know, that's one of the biggest reasons I'm not with his father anymore, because I felt as if I wasn't loved to how I was supposed to be.
Okay.
And with a boy raising up, you know, I want him to know as he gets older, this is how you speak to women.
Yep.
This is how you treat women. This is how you talk to them.
Yeah.
This is how you open their door. This is how you say thank you. Like, I want to ensure he knows all of that, because what kind of black mom would I be if my black son did not learn these things?
Learn how to be a gentleman.
You got to, so that we break the cycle.
You have to.
So that he's not out here
with
50 years
hoes.
Old.
With 50 Damn. With 50 hoes.
With 50 hoes.
But why
good.
I'm not nobody hoe in they phone calling me or nothing like that? I can't even get a text message, a phone call. Not saying that I want to be a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably could be the hoe for the right person. You know what I mean? Like,
Let me find out, Trish.
No, I said for the right person. Now, I ain't say for people. For the right person.
Yeah. That can never be me. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I'm at a point now, it's like, if you're not trying to think
like
about marriage.
That's what I meant. I'll be a hoe for my... You're not going to be a hoe for your husband?
Definitely want to be a hoe for my husband.
Exactly.
I definitely want to be a hoe for my husband.
You got to keep it right.
Keep it
tight.
Spicy. Yeah. And you know what else? Like, something else I didn't mention today. I feel like as single moms, we feel the need to be extra spicy.
Overcompensate,
because we feel as if we have a baggage we're bringing to relationship. Everyone has baggage.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's someone in human form,
yeah.
or whether it's internal, or yeah. whether it's mental, emotional,
or physical. Or physical. I got hella baggage on me.
Whatever
right
the stop it. Whatever the case may be. So we should not think of ourselves any less.
True.
We should not feel defeated or not worthy enough. Just because you had a failed relationship that produced a child does not make you any less of a person. Everyone have relationships. Everyone do the do. And when you do the do, this is part of the outcome.
Right.
A person is formed.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. Without him, I can say, like, I would not be as mature as I am today.
Yeah.
I would not be as dedicated, as driven, as everything that I am.
Yeah.
So if you can't take him, you can't take me, because he is the reason why I am, you know? So
there you go.
It's a whole lot. But like I said earlier, my soulmate, you know, will respect it and will live it and will thrive and be in it.
He'll be able to reflect what you're giving.
Exactly.
So you have any advice to the single mom that's listening to this and maybe feels a little defeated or mm-hmm. maybe feels like she needs to overcompensate or maybe a little lost mm-hmm. in the dating world? What would you say to her?
The first thing that I would say is find who you are first. And I hate these, like, cliches, right? Like, every time you're listening to something, they want to lay you a cliche. This has to be the most important cliche ever in the world of cliches. If you don't know who you are, aside from being a mom, aside from everything else, reconnect with who you are first, right? Because you have to heal and reflect as to why your past relationships didn't work out. You know, what was it about you? What was it about them? So you can work on not doing that again, right?
Yeah.
Then I would say, as a mom, we already know we are selfless. And being that way, we have to put our children first.
Yep.
So that means if you were dating toxic people in the past, you cannot date them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. You have to level up internally so that you can present a great partner that your children can emulate.
Yep.
It's not all about you. It's not all about, you know, all, you have this thing for drug dealers or you have this thing for, like, killers and shooters.
Red bottoms and getting your bills paid.
You can't really have those kind of, you know, feelings if you're trying to raise children. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so you need to clear off all of that and, you know, so that you're able to attract non-toxic situations.
Mm-hmm.
As far as feeling helpless, I would say, again, once you start doing that work, you will attract great people.
Mm.
You will get to find better men and better opportunities. However, there's nothing more flourishing than being happy with who you are as a person and what you do as a mom. To me, that's what helps me sustain. That's what helps me become happy, even if I'm with someone or I'm dating someone or not. Like, if I'm happy with myself, I'm happy with my career, I'm happy with how I am as a mom, everything else is falling into place, like, I'm happy.
It's satisfying. Yeah.
Like, be able to live in that world first before you open it up to someone else. We live in, like, in very crazy times, right?
We do.
We have boyfriends murdering children, unfortunately.
Ugh.
You have parents, you know, neglecting their children
yeah.
for their partner.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be grounded. You know, as parents, we have to be, because yeah. there's children looking at us. So I would say, all that to say, be comfortable with you.
Yep.
Once you're comfortable with you, I feel like it'll open better doors.
There you go.
So, yeah.
I feel like that applies to just more than a single mom. That kind of applies to
everyone.
Because as you're saying it, I'm like, yeah, am I 100% comfortable with Trish? I'm really not.
Right.
So maybe that's not, that. Maybe that's the reason why I'm not attracting what I'm thinking I want to attract.
Let me tell you, when I've been doing the work and doing the healing and leveling up, as they say.
Yeah.
I found myself walking down the street thinking about probably what I'm going to eat for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And random people be like, wow, I see you. Oh, you glow. Like, strangers.
Well, don't nobody be what? Let
strangers.
Me tell y'all something.
When I'm
y'all,
telling you, it's real.
When y'all see me in these streets, I need y'all to be like, Trish, you look like you glowing.
Yes.
I need it.
Yes, because you got to do the work.
I got to start.
It's from
doing.
The inside. I'm telling you, if you do it from the inside, it'll show from the outside. And I've been doing nothing different. I'm wearing the same clothes, taking the same routes to work, taking the same routes back to work, to home, all that stuff. But because I've been doing the work, like, it actually shows. And that's what people mean when they say, like, once you work on yourself, you actually attract that.
Yeah.
That's what they mean, because it's so true. Mm. It's so true.
Well, thanks for coming, Barbara.
Thank you for having me.
I feel like you dropped a lot of knowledge.
Of gems?
A lot of gems. You dropping gems.
I hope so. I know how it is. I hear a lot of my friends are single parents, and it's going through the motions of finding yourself and then being that person, you know,
yeah.
for another human being. It's a lot. But with time and with patience and with being able to understand self, I feel like us single parents could do it.
You can make it.
We could actually make it.
All right. Ladies, let's, do the work on ourselves before we try to find someone else.
Especially if they're going to be taking that role as daddy or mommy. For sure. We got to do that.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.